Selection from Manuscript 141, 1903. MS 14103, copied August 03. Medical missionary work is yet in its infancy. The meaning of genuine medical missionary work is known by but few. Why? Because God's money has been misapplied. Practical evangelistic work is being done, should be, is not being done, in many places. But the workers who go, should be, who should go forth, as did the disciples, are collected in one place, as they have been in the past, notwithstanding God's warning that this should not be. The men and women who should be in the field as medical missionaries, helping those engaged in the gospel ministry, are collected in Battle Creek, acting over the same program that has been acted over in the past, confining the forces and binding them up in one place. God has spoken against this by sending His judgments on the institutions in Battle Creek. But every movement on the part of those heeding the warnings, to change the order of things, has been made very hard by the misconception of some regarding the way in which the medical missionary work should be carried forward. God has not given us the work of erecting immense sanitariums to be used as health resorts for all who may come. Neither is it His purpose that medical missionary workers shall spend a long term of years in college before they enter the field. Let the young men and women who know the truth go to work, not in places where the truth has been proclaimed, but in places that have not heard the message, and let them work as canvassers and evangelists. Let the teachers of these youth take them away from the place where God has indicated by His judgments that they should not be. Many men and women will come to the new sanitarium in Battle Creek who are not really sick. Workers will be required to wait on them, but this is not the work that God has given His medical missionaries. Our charge has been given us by the greatest medical missionary that this world has ever seen. Standing but a step from His Father's throne, Christ said to His disciples, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost." He did not tell them to establish a seminary in Jerusalem, and to gather together students to be instructed in the higher classics. "Go ye into all the world," He said, "and preach the gospel to every creature, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." Do not gather together those to whom God has given this commission, and make them believe that they have to spend years in college in order to obtain a training for the Lord's work. Christ's presence is of more value than years of training. Let our young people come under the yoke of Christ, and by faith go forth as gospel medical missionaries, taking with them the promise, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Let them go forth two and two, depending on God, not on man, for their wisdom and their success. Let them search the Scriptures, and then present the truths of God's Word to others. Let them be guided by the principles that God has laid down. Let our ministers who have gained an experience in preaching the Word learn how to give simple treatments, and then go forth as medical missionary evangelists. Workers, gospel medical missionaries, are needed now. We cannot afford to spend years in preparation. Soon doors now open to the truth will be forever closed. Carry the message now. Do not wait, allowing the enemy to take possession of fields now open before you. Let little companies go forth to do the work to which Christ appointed His disciples. Let them labor as evangelists, scattering our publications, talking of the truth to those they meet, praying for the sick, and if need be, treating them, not with drugs, but with nature's remedies. Let the workers remember always that they are dependent on God. Let them not trust in human beings for wisdom, but in the One who declares, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Thus we labored in the early history of the message.